Today we'll be hearing from Lindsay May, who's reading at Story Shop. So Lindsay, can you tell us a little bit about what inspires you to write?
I don't know what inspires me, to be honest. I think pretty much everything. I just know that I always wanted to be a writer and be writing, but it's only in the last few years that I realised I'd actually have to work really hard at doing that.
And is the short story your preferred form, or does any type of writing take your fancy?
To be honest, if you'd asked me a few years ago, I would have said that I preferred the novel. In the last few years, I've really been drawn closer and closer to the short story, and now I would say it's probably up there with my favourites.
So can you tell us a little bit about the short story that you're reading as part of the Story Shop programme?
I'm reading two pieces of flash fiction. Today I'm going to read an extract from one of them, which is called Milk and Honey, and I suppose it's about a bystander who really wants to be at the centre of attention. Milk and Honey. Marianne was in her early 30s when she forgot how to eat. It was a gradual process, almost imperceptible, but few things stay secret for long. Eventually, her friends began to notice the way muffins crumbled between her fingers, soup cooled in its bowl, and bread sat on its side plate, unbitten. She complained about the taste, the sweetness. They laughed and told her it came to all women. It was normal. She didn't have to worry about it. But an easy medium from her teens on, Marianne had never been a dieter. She dabbled with weight loss at high school when they all swapped diet plans as though they were stickers. But on leaving, she'd laughed, shrugged them all off, and made her friends jealous. She'd have extra chips, a dark beer, and definitely a dessert. She used to enjoy them. Marianne was a bystander to the pileup, but only by two small steps. If she hadn't found a blackened banana in her bag and stepped back onto the curb, her hand reaching for the bin, she'd have been a part of it. A whole family killed instantly. The lorry driver held on for a few days in intensive care. A third driver, who was behind the concertina family car, seemed to escape with only broken legs. But undetected internal bleeding took care of him. Not Marianne, though. Not a scratch on her.
And that was Lindsay May reading as part of the City of Literature's Story Shop programme. Come along to Story Shop at 4 p.m. every day in the Edinburgh International Book Festival Spiegel Tent.